So with our water, if we have got a an organic compound that's present in it and it doesn't have good volatility, we would then go to high performance liquid chromatography, HPLC. If we have got a mixture of compounds in the water which are ionic in character, then we do the analytical variant of what we did in the prac last week. So this is then called ion chromatography, so it's using an ion exchange resin. And if we have got our sample in the water with a decent volatility, then we could use, for instance, headspace analysis, where we separate out a suite of compounds from that headspace above the water. So that would be for volatile organic compounds. Now, in each of these methods is the same basic concept. We have got a column. The column then has got a phase in it which is not moving, so we call that the stationary phase. Over that, we pass a mobile phase which will contain the analyte. For cases 1 and 2, the mobile phase is a liquid. So it could be water, could be acetonitrile water. For case 3, the mobile phase is a gas, hence the name gas chromatography. An example of a typical carrier gas would be helium. You can also use hydrogen, but if you have a leak, it gets a little bit more fun. So in the lab upstairs, we're using helium for everything because it's a bit safer. Now, we would dearly love to have a high-performance liquid chromatography instrument here. Down in Townsville, God, they've probably got 6 of them or something like that. Jamie ends up with lots of his venoms being analysed down at Monash. So he's actually got a colleague up from Monash at the moment. And she was explaining, like, he's running venoms from snakes. He's running venoms from jellyfish. And these then go through different sorts of columns on the HPLC, but it's the same basic thing, is that you're using a column to separate out these different components in the mobile phase, which is